Yes, well, praise God. This is a new day the Lord has given us, and I hope you are, and myself, we're rejoicing in it. God is good, and He is merciful, and He's kind, and He's gracious. He hears our prayers. He attends unto the cry of His people, and the Lord is well able to solve all of our problems and meet all of our needs. He is the Almighty God. There is no lack in Him. He is good. He doesn't need us. He is self-sufficient, or He's sufficient in Himself in every way. But He's just gracious and loving and merciful, and wants to share His goodness with His people, wants to give them a place of standing, not only in this world, but in the world to come. He has a purpose for our lives, and He has a better place for us, even than this world. Even though this world may be good to some of us, it's nothing in comparison to what God has in store for His people. And I just praise God today for who He is and all that He's done, all that He's provided, a way of salvation for us through the blood of Jesus Christ, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, and He is wonderful. Well, that's the God we serve today. That's the God that is in control, even though there's things shaking in this world. There's wars and rumors of wars. There's turmoil in many different places, and even in our own land and state governments and in the national government in the country here. And there's turmoil in families and in churches, and there's all kinds of things going on. God is in control, and He has a plan. This, we are living in the last days, and this is a day in which we should be on our guard. We should be careful and circumspect in our lives, and not going to the left or to the right, not going after the things of this world, but following in the ways of God with all of our heart. And the Lord will meet with us, and the Lord will provide for us. He is well able, and let's just have faith. Let's believe and trust in Him and obey His word and follow after Him. So here we are. We've been going through the book of 1 Samuel a little bit here the last, well, it's been a week and a half now, I guess, and we're actually up to about chapter 8. But I want us to look at the man Samuel a little bit here. It started off with his mother crying out to God for a child because she was barren, and the Lord heard her prayer, and He gave her a son. And she had promised that she would take this baby, if she had a son, that she would take and give him back to the Lord. And she did that in a literal way. She, after she weaned the child, she gave him to the priest there at Shiloh, I think is where he was, or not even sure exactly the place, but it doesn't matter. But she gave him to Eli the priest for him to raise, for Samuel to serve in the temple, or wherever they were, in the meeting place there. And so she dedicated her son to the Lord, and the Lord took that young man and even spoke to him, even when he was just a small child. If you remember the story, we read it about how Samuel thought that Eli was calling him, and so he ran to Eli and said, "Yes, what do you need?" And, "Oh, I didn't call you. Go back to bed." And that happened three times. And finally, Eli said that maybe it's the Lord that's calling you. Just say, "Lord, here I am. Your servant heareth." And the Lord did then speak to Samuel and told him all the things that was going to happen to the house of Eli. And it says there in chapter 3, verse 19, "And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground." And we looked at that, what that meant too. Is, I mean, there's two possible meanings, but I feel like it, you know, when Samuel prayed, the Lord heard it. He didn't let Samuel's words fall to the ground. So Samuel was used of the Lord in mighty ways. Verse 20 in that same chapter says, "And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel, who was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord." So here the Lord appeared through this man Samuel, and it says that the Lord revealed himself to Samuel. And so here we have this man of God who's walking with the Lord, and the Lord's hearing his prayers, and Samuel's listening to the Lord and obeying the Lord. You know, there's only a few people in the scriptures that that we can't find anything that the scriptures say that they did wrong. Now, I'm sure Samuel was a sinner just like you and I. I'm sure he did some things wrong. But I don't know, maybe I'm not thinking of some things, but I can't think of anything that it says that Samuel really did wrong. You know, Joseph is another one of those in the Bible where it doesn't say he did anything wrong. Again, I'm sure he was a sinner, but here Samuel was a man of God, and it says, okay, then we had this whole story of the Ark of the Covenant being taken by the Philistines in return. That's the next couple chapters. We've been looking at that the last while. And then chapter 5, it says here that, chapter 7, it's where it gets back into Samuel, talking more about Samuel. There's a couple chapters there about the Ark. Nothing's really said. But then in chapter 7, verse 3, it says, "And Samuel spoke unto all the house of Israel, saying, If you do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines." And we read that yesterday, and we looked at how God did deliver the nation of Israel, the people there, that time out of the hand of the Philistines, because they did repent. It says that they did serve the Lord only in the days of Samuel there in that time, and it says that while Samuel spoke to them, he said he wanted all Israel to come together in Mizpah, and I will pray for you. So they gathered together, and at that point when they gathered together, the Philistines saw that they were that Israel was coming together, and so they came to make battle with Israel, and so the people asked Samuel to don't stop praying for us, our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines, and Samuel offered up a suckling lamb and offered it before the Lord, and Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And then we have the rest of the story, how the Lord delivered them from the hand of their enemies, out of the hand of the Philistines, and gave them a mighty victory there. And they raised up what Samuel called the place Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." And then the Philistines, it says in verse 13, were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel, and the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. So all the days of Samuel, the Lord was against the Philistines, and the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron even unto Gath. So throughout the time of the judges, that when Joshua had gone through the land, Joshua and all the people of Israel there, and they conquered the land, and they took some of these places. Well, during the time of the judges, some of these cities were taken over again, and by the Philistines and things, and so, or different other tribes. But in the time of Samuel here, that the cities which the Philistines had taken, Israel restored, or the Lord restored these cities, even Ekron and Gath, which are some of the chief cities of the Philistines, and the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And you know, the people were blessed of the Lord. Samuel was a good judge, and he was a good man that was leading the people in righteousness and godliness. Now, whether the people were really listening to him and obeying him, I'm not sure. That's what I want to get to here today. But Samuel was a godly man. It says, verse 15, and Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah and judged Israel in all those places. So here he was. He was a diligent man. He was seeking after the Lord and encouraging these people and speaking to them and helping them in their civil matters or whatever it was that he was doing in, as far as judging the people here. And verse 17, the last verse, it says, and his return was to Ramoth, for there was his house, and there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto the Lord. And so here, you know, he went in circuit from to these different places and ministered there, and then he also returned to Ramoth. Chapter 8, verse 1, it says, and it came to pass when Samuel was old that he and his sons judged, or that he made his sons judges over Israel. So when Samuel was old, here he's lived his whole life from the time he was just a small baby serving the Lord, and now he's an old man. And I don't know, maybe we can find out. I didn't really look that up to see how old he was, but Eli, when he died, he was like 98 years old, and so I'm not sure how old Samuel is. But here he made his sons judges over Israel. Verse 2, it says, now the name of the firstborn was Joel, and the name of the second, Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, after money, and took bribes and perverted judgment. So here I read that this morning, and I was thinking, here this man of God, serving the Lord all of his life, and nothing evil spoken of him, the Lord answering his prayer, his prayers over and over again, delivering Israel from their enemies, using Samuel to do that. God bless Samuel in all these ways. But here, this just broke my heart. You know, I read it before many times, but just today it just really spoke to me. It says, and his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre and took bribes and perverted judgment. This, the sons of this godly man. And, you know, I don't know where you are. I don't know who I'm even speaking to, but maybe there's someone here today. You've served the Lord with all your heart, and maybe some of your children aren't walking with the Lord the way that you would want them to. And, you know, we're actually in good company here in a way. Well, now, maybe it was Samuel's fault. Maybe he did things wrong. I don't know. It doesn't say. It did say that God was going to judge Eli's house because he didn't restrain his sons, and he honored them above the Lord. But it doesn't say that about Samuel. Maybe that was the case. Maybe that's what happened here too. But you know, and we read there about all Samuel's words, or all the words didn't fall to the ground, that God spoke to him and heard him and things. But here his sons aren't walking in his way, walking in the same way, and that. And I just, you know, I just really want to encourage you and ourselves here, myself here, is that we can serve. God wants us to serve him, wants us to live our lives for him, and we need to trust him for the outcome. We need to trust him for all these things, even with our family. It's not a guaranteed thing that our families our young people will all serve God with all of their heart, even if their father, their mother, has done that. And none of us are perfect, but I just want to encourage you in that today, and just help us to see that it is right to serve the Lord, and that we need to serve the Lord, and it's that's the only way to go. We don't want to go after the world and its ways and compromise in our lives. We want to just serve the Lord. That's my heart, and I hope that's your heart, to serve the Lord, and that God can restore. He can turn things around. The story isn't finished yet with you know, some of our families. In fact, all of our families, you know, the end isn't there. So let's just be encouraged and see that. Well, I'm not even sure how to end this, but why don't we just pray and ask the Lord. Father, we do pray that you would help us in our homes. Help us, Lord, to raise godly children and to have our young people just really want to serve you with all their hearts, Lord. I do pray that if it's not that way for some that are listening, and I know it's not that way for me in my house, Lord, and some of my young people, Lord, they haven't followed in the same way. I just pray, Father, that you would help us to just continue to follow you with all our hearts and not to turn to the right or to the left or even be discouraged, but know that you are in control, and even in control over these things like this. And I know that our young people have wills of their own, and that's one thing, Lord, you don't override wills. You can cause circumstances to happen to change our will, but Lord, you've given us a choice, each one of us, from the father to the child, Lord, and each one of us has a choice to make. And I just do pray for our young people that they would make the right choices and serve you with all their hearts, but that we would also serve you with all our hearts and not be discouraged. So I just pray and ask your blessing now upon each one. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you. Thanks for listening, and walk with the Lord today.